Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, which exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to create family amongst the forgotten. In this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 28, Psalm 119, 25 through 48, Isaiah 55, and Matthew 3. Now, Deuteronomy today reminds us that God's ways are blessed ways. Obedience and submission to this Almighty God is walking in the path of light and not darkness, choosing the blessing and not the curse. In Matthew 3, we see John the Baptist, Christ's forerunner, with his spiritual machete hacking away at the sinfulness of the people as he makes a way. Matthew 3:3 says, "For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" His cries for repentance were calling the people to make room in their hearts for God's throne. As they turn from their wicked ways and accept God's, they are not only choosing Christ instead of themselves, but choosing blessing instead of cursing. The mammoth lists of curses for God's disobedience that followed blessings for obedience in Deuteronomy now will find a home on the person of Christ at the cross, who, though he earned blessing after blessing, chooses the curse on our behalf. Our surrender and submission to his reign and rule exchanges the crown of thorns we have earned for his crown of righteousness and blessing. Favor. Unmerited favor with God. It ain't fair, it ain't forced, and it ain't for everyone. It's reserved for those that God has called and has chosen. Now, while Jesus takes the curse, we can still miss out on blessing upon blessing as we choose to not walk according to the ways that Jesus leads us in. The path labeled as blessed, the path that John the Baptist urged us toward and that Jesus leads us to follow, is the one that agrees with his holiness, the one that sacrifices our selfish desires for the sake of loving God and loving people. The blessed path that God has laid out for us won't always be the one that even makes sense. But we can be assured it is a path of purity and holiness that is downright otherworldly and worthy of determined pursuit. I love the passage in Isaiah 55 today where the prophet reminds us all that God is not like us. Let me read all 8 through 11 in Isaiah 55. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return, there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." There is no one on or near God's level. He and his holiness, purity, are innumerably higher than the plane that we live on. To imagine that we could ever possibly live a life that accomplishes his standard is sheer foolishness. But rather than throwing in the towel and saying, "I can't, so I'm out," we grab the towel of service, and say, "I can't, so let me obey and serve the one who can and did, Jesus." I remember when I got saved, that decision, the decision that I made on that day was not a decision of choosing to be blessed. It wasn't one of thinking that I could now even make better decisions for my life. My salvation day, which I just celebrated the 13th anniversary of, marked the day 13 years ago when I became convinced that God's ways were infinitely holier and more righteous than mine. I decided on that day that God, with his otherworldly thoughts and ways, would get to have the last word. And what he says is true, even when, especially when, I personally have a different thought. The fact that, you know, my innate thoughts are different than his shouldn't be a place for concern of the validity of the Bible, as much as another example that proves out the verses in Isaiah. Yeah, as you read through those, they absolutely make sense because he doesn't think in work like I do. All in all, today's various readings work together to preach the gospel that our blessed life lies in repentance and submission to God as we respond to the ever-pursuing love of the Father made visible through Jesus the Son, who is God the Father's missionary, taking his lofty and pure thoughts and ways and condescending to us and offering us a path back to him. Let us choose to stay under the cover of Jesus as we walk the blessed path he leads us on, ever repenting along the way as we graciously receive his favor and blessing instead of the curses we deserve. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life in Jesus, the gift of love in Jesus, the gift of blessing and not cursing. Because of his work on the cross. Lord God, I pray that you, through your Spirit, would continue to work in us the direction that you desire for us. Continue to keep us on the path of blessing, Lord God. We desire that we would not walk away from you, that we would hear your word and we would submit, repent, and obey, that we would follow you ever closer. Lord God, we thank you that there is no way that we can walk out of your favor, that your favor always rests with your people. And Lord God, we thank you that you've given us the opportunity to recognize that you're not like us. You're in a whole new category, a whole new level of existence, Lord God. And we don't strive to achieve it. We thank you that you are higher, and we trust you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode on the podcast. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Make sure you leave a comment there. Armand at unshackled.network.org if you need prayer. I'd love to be praying for you guys. Subscribe wherever you listen. Rate the podcast, especially on iTunes. That helps give people a context for what you enjoy about the podcast so they might consider checking it out. Share it with your friends and family. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.